We're up to the Bir Halochas of Simin Lamed Beis, Seif Ches. Says the Bir Halocha, Tzorech HaKlaf, which is going on what we said, that the Klaf has to be Mu'ubud. Ibud hu Halocha L'Mesh Misinai. The fact that the Klaf has to be Mu'ubud is Halocha L'Mesh Misinai. De B'loi Zeh, because without Ibud, Ein Olav Rak Shem Or, V'loi Gvil U'Klaf V'duch Sustus. Without Ibud, it just has a Shem Or, but it doesn't take on the names of Gvil, Klaf, and Duchsustus, which is what you need to write Stam on, Prima Godim. V'kol eilu asifim anemaram poi le'inyan ibud hu rak le'inyan ha-parashiyah shel tefillin. Everything we're discussing is just in regards to the parashiyahs. V'chein le'inyan k'siva svarim u'mezuzahis. Levad midas ha-rambam le'inyan mezuzah, with the exclusion of the Rambam, who holds that mezuzah does not need ibud l'shmo, k'di yisabi eredeya simin resh pe'ichas sivhei. However, le'inyan or habatim is parallel kamon b'sif lamed zayin. That will be discussed later regarding the batim. Over here, we're just dealing with the parashias. Says the Bir Halacha, v'tzorech l'shma, the ibud needs to be l'shma. U'beloi ze psula, and if the ibud is not l'shma, it's pasul. V'imu b'makim shelo yuchal lahasik tefillin acherim. If it's a situation where you can't get a hold of other tefillin, kiim elu shenechtavu al or ha'mu'ubud shelo l'shma. All that's available to him is tefillin that was written on klaf that was not mu'ubud l'shma. After b'sefer Torah kaigavna near the yuchal avarich aleha b'tzibur, even though if it would be a sefer Torah, the Bir Halacha holds you would be able to make a bracha on it. Avol b'tefillin yenichem kach b'loy bracha, but tefillin is more chomer and they should be worn without a bracha. Ayin shom prima godim. V'da'oy da prima godim hechlet b'pshitus the ibud l'shma hu midrabanan. The Prima Gadim decided on his own, as a Davar Pashut, that Ibud is only Dirabbanan. V'hevi raya l'zeh, that Ibud l'shma is Dirabbanan. V'hevi raya l'zeh mitshuvas ha-Rambam, shehuvah b'kesef Mishnah, perak aleph, me'ilchus tefillin, halacha, yud aleph. V'nafkamina hecha shesofik, im nischalef loy or, ba'ad or, sheloy l'shma. The question would be, the question is, what's the nafkamina if it's the Raisa or the Rabbanon? So the answer is, let's say you have a suffix. I have klaf, and I don't know if it was mu'ubud l'shma, or if it was not mu'ubud l'shma. So yesh leimer sveika the Rabbanon l'kula. So since it's only a suffix the Rabbanon, according to the Bri Magadim, we would be able to be makel. Ach mitshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger, simen beis, mashma, duhu soiva shu the Raisa. It seems from Rabbi Kiva Eger that he holds ibud l'shma is not the Rabbanon, rather it's the Raisa. V'chein reisi lechad shakaz v'shem among yibayrim. Shekosav gamkein dekol ha-poiskim achmirim binyan ibud l'shma sviru l'hudu ha-yiraisa, the mangan yiboyrim. Also holds like Rabbi Kiva Eger that it's a de-yiraisa, not a de-rabbanon like the Prima Godim. Mikol mokim nir the b'shas ha-tchak, yesh l'hokal b'sveiko. Nevertheless, even though the mangan yiboyrim and Rabbi Kiva Eger hold it's de-yiraisa, Bir Halacha still says that if it's a suffix, one could be meikol. De b'lav hochi, yesh harbe me'erishenim shesviru l'hudu ha-yin tzarech ibud l'shma. Knows even if you're going to say that if you do need Ibud L'shma, it's the Raisa, but L'maisa, Ladder Rishonim, hold you don't need Ibud L'shma, as the Mishkanes Yaakov discusses in Simon Mem Beis. Okay, and Shakasa B'chuvas Prachmata Aaron, B'chelik Beis Simon Kuf Aleph, who Birka Yosef Yeredea Simon Reishayan Aleph, B'da Oy, the Ibud Stama Havish Kishaloy L'shma. Furthermore, one needs to know that let's say someone was Ma'abid Iris, and he wasn't mechavin l'shma or shaloi l'shma. So what does that have a din of? Says the Bir Halacha, it has a din of shaloi l'shma. As I zok the panim iris, the kain mashem v'taisus gittin daf mem hey, the dibur amaskel ibud l'shma. U'b'sefer beis Aaron yotzalidim b'dover achadosh, and the beis Aaron, he has a new idea, the ha'idna de'en kaisvin b'roi v'alaklaf, shar svarim rak sifrei Torah, ha'veistama ke l'shma. Beis Aaron Tainas, that nowadays, what are people using klaf for? Nobody's writing anything not kodesh on klaf. So obviously, if someone's being ma'abed iris for klaf, it must be that he's doing it for stam. And if that's the case, we should stay stam alishma v'yesh la'ayin. The Bir Halacha is mesupik about this taina of the Beis Aaron. Now we said that he has to say at the beginning of the ibud that he's being ma'abed l'shem tefillin. Says the Bir Halacha, b'tchilas ha-yibud, he has to say it at the beginning. Now what if, im ha-yirak b'sayif ha-yibud l'shma, what if in the beginning he didn't do it l'shma, and the yibud takes X amount of time, and the last 20% he did l'shma, what would be the din? Ayin l'kamon b'sif tesh, ha-beirayin r'sham da'ataz b'yeredeya, Reshain Aleph, Siv Gimel, Sfir Lei De Mahani. The Taz holds, that would be enough. If the last 20% was Lishma, even though the first 80% was not Lishma, that would be okay. Panamiris, Chaylik Aleph, Simen Mem Hei, Chaylik Al Zed. Panamiris argues on the Taz. And he is uncertain whether you could say that the last 20%, in other words, from the fact that he did the last 20% Lishma, that shows that the first 80% was Lishma, which was the Taz's Taina. The Panamiris is not so sure about that. The Taz holds it as a Vaday, but the Panamiris and the Gra, they're not certain about it. Venira the Afal P Kane Ain Lahmir Bidievid. Even though the Gra and the Panamiris are Mesupik, says the Viralocha Bidievid, one could be Makel. Why? Achere the Shahabi Mikilim, because Lamaisa, there are other Mekilim besides for the Taz. He also holds like the Taz, Ayn Shom Hativ, Besaifil Khasefer Terbidivira Maskal Ayasaya Befrat. And especially the Raya Shemevi Hataz Lidvar of Shambi Yeridea Resha in Aleph, Midmachshire Hagoinim Lahachzir Afilu Klaf Shenis Abid Lagamri Shaloy Lishma Lide Mituach Ulahavir Olav Sid Lishma Vikol Shekain Bazem Mirafsin Igri. The Biralocha says that this that the Taz says in Yeridea, that from the fact that the Goinim hold, that you can take klaf that was mu'ubid legamri, sheloy lishma, so l'chayra that klaf would be pasul, and the goyinim say that you could put it back into the mixture and put sid on it, lishma, and that would be good. That's what the goyinim holds. So the Taz says, so if that would be good, so kol shekain, if the first 80% was not lishma and the last 20% is lishma, so the Taz says, so kol shekain, that would be good. Mirafs and ibgri. Biralocha holds that part of the Taz is very shver. Hago mikol shekain lefi mashem atzosi b'shem chuvas chinuch beis Yehuda the mefarish ha'hi the chuvas hagoinim shematirin lahachzer asa'ara mu'ubed l'idei mituach ulahavir olav sid lishma haynu ba'ara she'enay mu'ubed l'kol tzarkai. The chuvas chinuch beis Yehuda holds that when did the goinim say that you could take or and put it back in and be ma'abedit, so to speak, again? That's only when, even though the process was complete, but the or lemaisa was not completely meubed. Im kainare mevur behedya kidvareinu aybazo. You see clearly, like what we want a taina, says the Bir Halacha, that you're dealing with a case where the or was halfway meubed, and it wasn't done lishma, and now you can finish it off lishma. So lemaisa, you see that one could be mekel in such a case. Vayin be kuntris achren shulchan aruch graz. Have a look in the kuntres achren of the graz, the shulchan aruch harav. Lani estaiti nira the high dak hamuskar sham b'tshuvas hagoinim. This the klaf that's partially meubed in the tshuvas hagoinim is referred to as dak. So what's dak? Says the Bir Halacha, haynu klaf mamish. V'chein muchach sham midivrei atur v'shach sham b'tchilas hasimen d'leinucha litchais atur. You can't say that the Torah is also learning that we're only dealing with partially mu'ubid klaf, b'meliach levad, where it was only had the first stage of meliach, oy b'meliach b'kamiach, where it had the first two stages, v'loy ofitz, but it wasn't yet put in the afotzim. Because the Torah would not have been makel in such a case, b'me'en yecholis, if you didn't have the ability to get something else, afilu b'makam adchak. He never would have been makel in that case. V'teda, and the proof is that tur v'gam shulchan aruch hishmitu sham haydin rishon the tshuvas hagoinim shematir nafilu b'meliach levad b'makom atchak. The proof is that the tur and the shulchan aruch leave out the entire din that when only the first stage was done you could be makel. Shma mina, so you see from the fact that they left it out to leisfirulu that they don't hold of that kula. V'hatam the sfirulu and v'hatam, and the reason is the sfirulu because they hold. Kevin, this is Halacha L'Moshim Yisinai, since it's Halacha L'Moshim Yisinai, and it's not just, so to speak, a din d'rabbanan, k'mosh gazav Rambam, that it's Halacha L'Moshim Yisinai, perek alav me'ilchas tefillin, therefore, ain l'hakel boy. One cannot be meikel ad kan hago. V'ulai gam das ha'gro kein, and he wants to tell you that even though the gro held like the panami iris, that the taz is kula is not so pashit, but maybe l'maisa, The Gra also would hold that one could be Mekel, l'inyan Safik, in a case where it's a Safik, imtsarech l'haitzi v'peh, dafka. If you have to dafka say, hareini ma'abed l'shem, tefillin. The Gam Shom, maybe Agra de Safiku, because over there you see that the Goyin says it's a Safik if you have to say it out loud. V'yafel pikein l'yachmi v'rak l'chatchila, and even so, the Goyin was only machmir l'chatchilo, k'demuchach me'atur v'shulchan aruch, Shekosav toiv lohitzi besvasav, because of a prima godim. Since the lashon of the mechaber is only toiv, so you see that it's not ma'akiv. So kein naimer bezeh, we could say the same thing over here, that this is also not ma'akiv, and if the last 20% was done lishma, that would be good enough, like the kula of the taz. And we call shekein lufidas a prima godim, sheibud lishma hu derabanan, for sure we would be able to be mekel, like the Taz. Bottom line is, if, when he started doing the Ibud, he forgot to be Ma'abed Lishma, and he remembered that he was not Ma'abed Lishma while the Ur was still not yet Mu'ubud. So Memela, it's called Diftira. So in such a case, sheyitnim min hasid, he should take it out of the mixture, v'yachzer v'yitnim l'teich hasid l'shma, and he should put it back in l'shma. Kein nearly bor be'ezer Hashem yisbarach. That's bor. V'kol zem u'mechashiv l'shma b'mayis ha'yibud gufa. All that is talking about everything we discussed now is regarding the question of l'shma by the actual ibud. But if the ibud was complete, and then, after the Ibud was done, then he thinks Lishma by the final stages of the Klaf, like the stone that they would use to iron out the Klaf, which is mamish the final stage, which is after the Ibud, Levad, who mechashiv l'shma? No, in these cases, he just thought l'shma, ze bevadei loy mahani. That's for sure no good, because over there, the entire Ibud is shaloy l'shma. As I said, the Taz, the prima godim, as kamas achreinim. But that oid, and no further, the bohem kaim alon, the ain tzarech klal sheyei l'shma. By those things, by sirtut, and flattening it out, and making it smooth, you bechlal don't even need to do it l'shma, v'afilu b'mezuzah. Even by a mezuzah, that's a masir to do aloch l'moish mi-sinai. Afilu hachi ain't a tzirich elias l'shma. Even by a mezuzah, where a sir to do is ma'amish aloch l'moish mi-sinai, you would not need to do the sir to l'shma. Ach, however, yesh min achreinim shemachmir medaber l'inyan sir to. There are those, the Bach and the Bnei Yaina, who say that the sirtut by a mezuzah needs to be done l'shma, and the Bnei Yaina says it even by Sefer Torah, afilu b'di'evet, that it's ma'akiv. So since they hold that way, v'nochen lochesh l'divreim al kaponim l'chatchila, one should l'chatchila be machmir. V'ayim in Prima Godim v'mishvet zayzov sift kotten dalid, v'tobin es akol. If you look in the Prima Godim, he explains everything very nicely, and you'll understand it well. V'ayim in Prima Godim shekosav oid, d'lefi divrei ha-bach, that according to the Bach, that it's ma'akiv, lo yoyel sirtut afilu d'sefer Torah le'mezuzah. The sirtut for a sefer Torah, if one was mesartit l'shem kedusha sefer Torah, and he wants to use it for a mezuzah, it would not be acceptable. Avol afi ma'ida anan paskin and the sefer Torah mezuzah shavin mahani. The reason why we thought that it wouldn't be good is because by sefer Torah you don't need sirtut like Rabbeinu Tam holds, but by mezuzah you do. So b'meila, since by sefer Torah you don't need sirtut, so if you're going to be mesartit l'shem kedusha sefer Torah, it's not going to be good for a mezuzah, because in that sense mezuzah is more chashiv. So it's not going to help. But says the Bir Halacha, since we hold that Sefer Torah and Mezuzah are on par with each other and they're on the same level, so Memela Mahani, it would help. V'ayin Sham Oid, the Sirtu Tetfilin LeMezuzah B'Vadei LeMahani LeAbach. In some editions of the Mishnah Berurah, there's a printing mistake here. It says the Sirtu Tetfilin UMezuzah. It's supposed to say the Sirtu Tetfilin LeMezuzah B'Vadei LeMahani LeAbach. The Sirtu of Tfilin for Mezuzah, for sure, according to the Bach, is not going to help. Another sirtut for Sefer Torah, which is machlokes, and he says that doesn't help for mezuzah because mezuzah is kilu a higher darga. So avada, if he was mesartit l'shem tefillin and he wants to use it for mezuzah, that for sure would not be good according to the Bach that holds that sirtut is ma'akiv l'shma. V'afim sirtut to l'shma kemandel esedamian, even if he was mesartit the tefillin l'shma, it's garnished. But we already said that the halacha is not like this, and sirtut is not ma'akev, sirtut l'shma is not ma'akev b'di'evet. V'ayin sham b'prima gadim shekosev dekolze b'stama. All this is talking about where the person wasn't mechaven l'shma. Avol b'mechashev b'hediyat b'hasirtut sheloy l'shma. But if when he did the sirtut, he was mechaven l'hediyat sheloy l'shma, efshir degar l'divri hakol, even according to those who hold that you don't need sirtut l'shma, but if you were mechaven l'hediyat sheloy l'shma, so that would be worse. Says the next bir halacha, l'shem sefer Torah, that the ibud should be done either l'shem tefillin or l'shem sefer Torah, since sefer Torah is on a higher darga. Ayin mishne beru mashe kasavnu, where he said that b'chlal masayim mana, v'loy k'moishin agu asayifrim, that they say oi, oi, oi. The law knows the lashon that they use is wrong, that they say oi l'tefillin, oi mezuzah. Ayin shamatam de oireisa kaimalon ein breira. Because in a Dairaisa, Breira is not going to help. In Mela, the Lashon of Oy Tefillin, Oy Sefer Torah, Oy Mezuzah is not going to work. Ulefima Shekazah Prima Godim, the Ibud Lashmahu Derabbanon, Yesh Lahakal B'Dievid. But according to the Prima Godim that he holds, that the whole Inyan of Ibud Lashmah is only Derabbanon, so Lachayr would be able to be Mekal B'Dievid. V'tzarechi and Lamaisa, and says the Bir Alocha, but I don't want Lamaisa to be Mekal, and Tzarech Ion, and he leaves it at that.